You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Another company on the JSE that gave us results today was Spur. The Spur Group gave us their full year results for the year ended June 2024. And once again, I'm joined on the line by the Spur Chief Executive Officer, Val Nichas, to take a look at these numbers, try and unpack them and make sense of the company's performance. Good evening, Val. Lovely to speak to you again. Tough operating environment, but not nearly as tough as COVID was.
Absolutely. Good afternoon, Jimmy. Yes, it wasn't an easy year, but we came through with the numbers. So we are really pleased with the response and the results. So the first quarter was good. The second quarter was a bit disappointing. We had a bumper December, which we have had for 3 years consecutively. And then I think the half two trading pattern was unexpected and erratic, but we saw a small upturn towards May and June. Definitely a better year than COVID, but we were pleased with the results.
Val, when I look over the financials, and I'm just glancing over the statement of financial position, the balance sheet effectively, consistency is kind of an emerging theme here. The numbers don't deviate by much. There's growth. The business is on some strong and stable footing. Is this how the management team is feeling about the business as well? Are you also seeing the business as on good ground?
We are, and we do keep very tight metrics on the management of our financials every month. We do obviously have our reviews, our board meetings, to ensure that we're managing our costs, managing our debt, our debtors book in terms of franchise fees, etc., ensuring that our brands have got the right marketing plans and investing the marketing funds properly. We run quite a stringent financial department just to ensure that the business is responsibly managed.
Val, can we take a look at the international side of the business? There's obviously a big drive to expand the business both locally and internationally, but I want to get your sense of what the international landscape looks like for a business like the Spur Group. Is it performing the way the South African market might be performing? Are you seeing better opportunities maybe emerging outside of South Africa?
At the moment we've got 19 restaurants in Africa. We've got 3 in India and 2 in Australia, but the main part of our international portfolio is on the rest of Africa, on the continent. We've had pleasing results. I think you probably saw it, but our international portfolio delivered sales of just over $1 billion this year and a good profit of $23 million. Trading in Africa does need resilient partners, and we've got good franchise partners in Africa because all our restaurants there are franchised. And we are seeing growth there simply because a lot of our portfolio of brands are, most of them are casual dining, except for Rocamamas, that's fast casual. And when you look at a lot of the food offerings in Africa, they predominantly QSR. So we do see an opportunity that the consumer will eventually also want to sit at a table and be served. And we've seen that as an example in some countries where we've opened some awesome Spurs and Rocamamas, and they're doing exceptionally well. So that's very promising. So we do believe that there's still growth and expansion opportunity in South Africa for our brands. We certainly haven't reached saturation level, but we do foresee growth in the rest of Africa as well.
Val, what does growth look like? I remember the last time you and I caught up, we kind of looked at what Spur had tried with the ghost kitchens, the expansion into other restaurants, the acquisitions of some other brands as well. What does growth look like at this stage for the business? And is it something that is worrying you and the management team to say we're not growing at a fast enough pace, or we're growing too quickly? What does that story look like at the moment?
Look, you never growing fast enough. I think our investors and our board always challenge us, so we're always looking for growth opportunities, and I think it's going to come from a combination of things. Obviously, we've just recently done the acquisition with Doppio. We're only 7 months into the acquisition. So I think there's a big growth opportunity in the specialty brands, especially around Hussar Grill and, of course, the Doppio brand out of that stable. And then in terms of channels, yes, we are exploring opportunities all the time. We are predominantly a casual dining brand house, but we are looking for opportunities, whether they channel or geography. We are looking at various categories as well. So growth probably will come from potential acquisition, and then it could also come from looking at formats within our current brands. So we're on quite a big small town growth strategy, and that's worked for us with Panarottis. We opened 11 Panarottis this year, with a lot of them being smaller footprints and smaller towns. So I think the growth strategy is on multiple channels. It's not just one single-minded thing. But yes, do we want more growth? Yes, we're probably only going to get it through some form of acquisition or additional brands to our basket. I think the organic growth is there, and obviously through new stores you'll get some quantum growth, but I think it will require some alternative thinking.
The magic words have been said. Acquisition. I'm waiting for the 11th brand to add to the family stable and the portfolio. The 10 brands that are there are doing exceptionally well. We're looking for brand number 11. We'll shop around out there and see what is out there. Val, let's look at the dividend. Cash dividend paid out. It's always nice to be in a comfortable position from a cash flow and a liquidity perspective to be able to say to shareholders, this is not going to put too much of a strain on us from an operational perspective, but we thank you for the confidence.
Yes. We obviously like to give a return to our shareholders, and we always look at a benchmark of anything between 70 to 80% on a dividend payout. And we obviously do a responsible cash flow forecast, look at if we have any contingent liabilities. And yes, we comfortably were able to give a total dividend of 213 cents for this fiscal, 118 cents for this final dividend. So, we were in a good position, and we do have cash available. And that's what we like to do. We are a sort of share that investors like, because it's a nice steady share. It delivers results, and it delivers that dividend every financial result. So, yes, very pleased with that ability to do.
Val, when we look forward to what lies ahead for the business, obviously the future is uncertain. We don't really know what could come up next, but we do know that the Spur Group has put in place measures to avoid events of COVID should they repeat themselves. Are you looking at anything that sits outside of your wheelhouse? Are you perhaps looking at saying the business is doing very well in the restaurant space? We're kind of dominating these main areas, and perhaps we want to look at something else. I mean, I know other companies have tried this in the past, where you've seen companies kind of dip into, well, burgers, jewelry, and perhaps ice cream and jewelry and a variety of things. Are you looking as a group to say, maybe we just look outside of restaurants?
Jimmy, no, that's definitely not on our radar screen. I think we see ourselves as a franchise restaurant brand house, and we will stay focused that way. That's what we know. We do it well. Yes, will we consider opportunities within the food restaurant space? Yes, but no, we haven't even thought about venturing into something that is non-food. No, not at this stage.
Sticking to what you know, nothing wrong with that. It's what makes businesses successful, and it's what makes this conversation easier and easier every single time we have it. I think we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights, Val. That's Val Nechas, who is the CEO of the Spur Group, on the great year that they had and the year that they're looking forward to.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.